With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, state and local government officials, along with citizens, are still trying to recover from storm damage across the state, and now we find ourselves battling yet another challenge, or a byproduct of the storms that we've experienced, and that's homeowners insurance. The legislature has called themselves into a special session, and Governor John Bel Edwards joins us to talk about this. Governor, welcome to the show.
Newell, thank you, and it's great to be back with you. And you're right. So this, we do have an insurance crisis. We recognized it last year in the regular session and recreated an incentive program that was not funded then. And this is an effort in this special session to actually fund the program. And Commissioner Donlin asked that we have a special session simply because of the timing. He believed that the funds need to be available sooner rather than later so that we can get companies subscribing to the funds in time to purchase reinsurance ahead of the hurricane season. And then hopefully this will work, and it has worked in the past after Hurricane Katrina, to both depopulate citizens, and I'm willing to go into more detail about that, but also to have policies written outside of citizens to homeowners who don't have any insurance today. The session has to end no later than 6 p.m. on Sunday, but with the House passing the two instruments yesterday, one was unanimous, one was 90-8. If the Senate, which will take the bills up in committee today, if they pass them off the floor tomorrow as they came over from the House, then the session will conclude tomorrow. I think that is the most likely result based on the conversations that I'm having with Commissioner Donlin, but also with legislators. So I think we will probably wrap up tomorrow and get the bills passed, and I'll certainly sign them into law.
Governor, I think it's fair to say that this issue really reveals itself in many different ways. In fact, our digital content producer, Ton Trung, I think you know Ton, is releasing a podcast today that's talking about population loss in Louisiana. And as it gets harder and harder for our citizens to procure homeowners insurance, flood insurance, and the like, that's one of the byproducts as well. And this becomes a very dangerous jambalaya, so to speak, for us to deal with, right?
Well, it is. And it's not solely based upon what happens here. Obviously, if we have numerous destructive hurricanes that hit our state, that has the most adverse impact as it relates to people whose lives are turned upside down. Maybe they're where they work or the businesses that they own are impacted, cost and availability of insurance. But if you recall, we actually had our best storm season in 31 years last year in 2022, not a single named storm in Louisiana. But because insurers do business across state lines, if you've got an insurance company that is in Louisiana and, for example, last year, as it happened, they have significant exposure in Florida, and Florida takes a very destructive hurricane, then it impacts us. And so we actually had additional insurers that became insolvent last year and had to leave the marketplace even though we didn't have any hurricanes. And so this goes back and forth across state lines. And, you know, I haven't obviously listened to the information that's going to be presented on population loss. What I will tell you is that, and this was borne out most recently with a study published in the New York Times, since 1980, it's not even close. Louisiana has suffered more storms and more destruction as a result of those storms than any other state in the nation on a population basis. But having said that, I was actually very pleased that the 2020 census, which actually was conducted in the immediate aftermath, if you remember, of Hurricane mm-hmm. Laura, and while right. And really while Delta came ashore, we did not have a net loss in population, and in fact, we grew at the national average. We have as many states ahead of us in population and below us as we had in the 2010 census. And that speaks to the hardiness of our people and the fact that they want to be here. But I understand. I think we would have had more growth. So I don't know that the case can be made that we're losing population. But we know we would have more growth than we've had were it not for these challenges.
But what I think what a lot of the study shows is that, you know, areas that have a good, vibrant economy, they're more nimble, they're able to bounce back from these storms. I think you've seen that across the state of Louisiana, where there's higher incomes, better paying jobs, that they're able to bounce back from the storms. When we talk about the phenomenon that you just described relative to Florida having storms last year and Louisiana not, does this beg of a multi-state, multi-jurisdictional approach in trying to deal with this and maybe the Gulf states coming together in some collaborative effort?
Well, that could work. You know, that's not the way insurance has ever worked in the past. Insurance, as you know, is intensively regulated, and that's at the state level. But at the bare minimum, we ought to be collaborating with one another and learning from one another. So I'll just, as an example, if Alabama has done something that really helped with their situation, we shouldn't be too proud to go over there and borrow from them. And at a minimum, we have to make sure that we have a vibrant marketplace for insurance so that you have multiple insurers competing with one another. That's how you hold premiums down. But we also have to make sure that those insurers are financially solvent, that they're properly capitalized for the risk that they are assuming, and that they obtain reinsurance in the requisite amounts to make sure that once a storm happens, a policyholder is going to get the benefit of the premiums that they have paid. And this is where we've been coming up short. And I will tell you, there's language in the two bills to try to make sure at least 25% of the fund that is subscribed goes to depopulate citizens, which has about 125,000 policies right now. Before Hurricane Laura in 2020, it had 36,000. The remainder would go to provide insurance to people who currently don't have it. All of that is very important. And I want to make sure that people understand nobody is saying that this is going to be the fix and that all of our insurance problems are going to get resolved. This is an important first step, and it's one that we can take timely. And it is my hope, quite frankly, my expectation, that more efforts will be made in the regular session that starts in April. But we cannot be too proud to learn from other states. If Florida has done something that has been successful, Alabama, Mississippi, you name it, I think we have to be willing to embrace those measures. And if there's an opportunity for a truly regional approach so that we have more insurers in the Gulf South as a whole and that they're more solvent and that they are purchasing the requisite reinsurance. Because as you just pointed out, and you're exactly right, what happens in these other states impact all of us. And so if there is an opportunity to do that, and maybe there's a compact that we could enter into to try to do that. Quite frankly, I have not heard that discussed before you just mentioned it, but it sounds at first blush like something that we ought to see whether that is an avenue that we can go down.
Governor, this will be your last legislative session as you enter the last year of your term of office. Do you intend to get very proactive on this issue, understanding and knowing, as you just articulated, that this special session will not be enough?
Yeah, so the answer is yes. And having said that, working with legislators in the House and in the Senate, I was able to go to Lloyd's of London, for example, back in September and meet with those executives to try to figure out from their perspective what we could do. You know, they broker insurance, and it's largely reinsurance. And Newell, what they told us was that their models that predict the frequency and severity of severe weather events, like hurricanes, and in particular in the Gulf South because of hurricanes, proved to be off by 100%. And that's how they calculate the damages that they're likely to have to respond to. And when the model was off 100%, the premiums went up 100% overnight. And that really precipitated the most immediate challenge, because you've got to have reinsurance if you're going to be able to respond when these disasters happen. That reinsurance became so costly that gets turned around and included in premiums that you have to pay for your policy. And, for example, I think what I read was Citizens expects to go up by 63% on their policies. And so depopulating Citizens, minimizing that risk, is the right thing to do. But this session by itself isn't going to fix all of our problems. I am respectful that Jim Donlan is the elected insurance commissioner. So I will be working with him. I'll work with the legislature. I'll work with insurance companies. I will work with anybody who can bring forward an idea that will help us to fix this situation in Louisiana, because we just have to do it. It is too important. You know, there was a time not so long ago when basically half of our state's population and half of our industry was in North Louisiana and half was in South. Today, about two-thirds of it is clustered along the 10-12 corridor and South. And so we have a lot more exposure today than we've ever had before. And so it's always been important, but it's more important today. And the last point I want to make real quickly is that if you're in North Louisiana, you shouldn't say you don't care about this issue. Because if Citizens has too much exposure and we have a storm and they have to respond, those assessments get made on every policy issued in the state, irrespective of whether they're a Citizens policy or whether they're along the coast or not. And so I did want to make sure that everybody understands that we all have a vested interest, no matter where you live, no matter where you work, in successfully addressing these issues.
Well, Governor, I'm a proud owner of a Citizens policy. I'm not a happy one, but a proud owner nonetheless. But for sure, this is one of those times we are all in this together, no doubt about it.
And you know, by law, you have to pay 10% more for that Citizens policy than you could get it on the market, assuming you could get one elsewhere on the market, because it is designed to be an insurer of last resort. And so we know off the top, you're paying it 10% more than you should have to pay. And if we can depopulate Citizens by 40,000 or so, and the commissioner thinks we can, then at a minimum, that's 40,000 policyholders that should see immediate savings. The state as a whole has less risk. And then the rest of the money, which, by the way, isn't $45 million, that's what we're going to appropriate. The $45 million has to be matched dollar for dollar by the insurance companies. And so if it's all subscribed, that's $90 million. And then they have to write $2 in policy for every $1 in the fund. That's $180 million. So, right. So if we are as successful as we can possibly be, the size of this effort is actually going to be $180 million, but the injection of state funds will be $45 million. And by the way, I am very thankful that we have excess in the current year so that we have this option. If we had the same fiscal situation in our state that I inherited, we wouldn't be having a special session because we wouldn't have the dollars to be able to appropriate.
And I'm glad you made that point. And if there's a list floating around, put me number one volunteer. I want to be depopulated.
I'll pass that along, though.
Governor, I know you're busy. I know you got to get to a meeting. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a great week.
Thank you, and God bless.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back. That's the governor of the great state of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards. This is an insurance crisis for sure. And we'll continue conversations in this hour about auto insurance. Seems as though there's another crisis brewing there. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.